Here's Roisin. Morning to you, Roisin.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Roisin. What's your story?
Well, like, I'm just a normal person, Stephen. You know, go to work, get my wages, spend it, and et cetera, et cetera. And I was due to be paid on the 21st of June. My plan on the 21st of June was I was going away to see friends on a little remote island in Scotland. So off I toddled to Scotland with about, you know, a little bit of money in my purse, and gets to Scotland, gets to the island, settles down, goes to the cash machine, no money. Didn't think anything of it. Tried the next day, still no money. Rang through to work. Obviously, they told me, you know, Roisin, this is what's happened. Your wages have been paid from the Ulster Bank going into my Barclays account, and they haven't reached. So now, every single day, I was ringing through, trying to get my wages to come through.
And when you ring through the Ulster Bank, what do they say to you?
Well, you see, the thing is, because I wasn't an Ulster Bank customer, they didn't want to talk to me. There was nothing they could do for me. I'm a Barclays customer, so all they'd say to me is, ring Barclays Bank. I'd ring Barclays Bank, and they'd say, there's nothing we can do for you. So the reason why I've been so infuriated about it, Stephen, is the fact that, yes, we're seeing all this publicity of the keeping the branches open till all hours for all the Ulster Bank customers. But what about the customers who aren't Ulster Bank customers?
Who are being affected because of Ulster Bank?
Absolutely. You know, I spent 5 days on an island in Scotland with no money. I had the worry of trying to get home with no money, having to borrow money off people here, there and everywhere just so I could get home. My mobile phone got cut off because my direct debit was due. I came home, I got to Dublin Airport. I still had no money. I had to beg them at Dublin Airport that I would give them the money back as soon as I got paid. Still every day, ringing through to Barclays, can you help me? Now, no disrespect to the staff at Barclays. They're doing a job, but they had nothing in place for people like myself to get help. All they say was, well, for some people, we're looking to see if they're entitled to an overdraft. You're not entitled to an overdraft. Sorry. That was all I was getting. Now, thankfully, who I work for, they paid some money into my account last week as a loan. But what happened, of course, like everybody else, I had direct debits coming out, and the little bit of money that they lent me got eaten up by direct debits.
So what you're suggesting this morning is that when Ulster Bank representatives are saying, look, we can't understand what the problem is, if any of our customers are coming in and asking for help, we're doing our best to do so. But of course, if the Ulster Bank customer is a firm, is a company, and if they are paying their wages to their employees, and if the employee is with a different banking institution, essentially people like you are screwed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, they can come over here and talk to the people of Northern Ireland and make it all right. But it doesn't just affect the Ulster Bank customers. It affects.
I wonder, is that big shot, what do you call him, Philip Hampton, who we played earlier on, the RBS chairman, I wonder, is he still in the country or did he fly in and fly out in the same day?
Well, let me tell you something, Stephen. I hope to God he's got money for his car park ticket so he doesn't have the worry that I had at the car park. But the thing is, Stephen, it's not just the Ulster Bank customers. It's not just the other bank customers. It's the people then that maybe you have to borrow money off. Do you know what I mean? If you're just a normal working class person, if you've got to borrow money off somebody else, and then you say to them, "I'll give it back to you in a couple of days, as soon as my money comes through," it affects everybody.
You've got the Citizens Advice Bureau saying that government might have to intervene here soon. And it is the function of a government to help citizens in a time of need. It's a function of any government to protect.
Well, isn't the RBS owned by the government?
Well, precisely. This is part of this equation. Precisely. You have the RBS group, 84% owned by government. Now, to be fair to the local administration here, you know, it's 84% owned by the UK taxpayer. But where is this local administration, you know, Sinn Féin, the DUP, the other political parties who claim to represent ordinary, good, decent people? Where are they stepping in to actually practically help?
And the second question is, why is it getting all sorted in England and yet Ulster Bank are taking so long to drag their heels to sort it out over here? NatWest customers, they appear to be getting their money. People are walking in, no problem. Why is it Ulster Bank that's taking so long?